Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu lil-Jami', Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, and the language of the Ahadith and Salah. Inshallah, we are learning from the Noble Quran. Whatever lessons you are studying with us, inshallah, it will obviously give you more understanding to the Noble Quran, understanding the vocabs of the Quran, and hopefully this will give you more khushu' when you are reciting the Noble Quran, either in Salah or reciting your word, your daily word of the Quran. All this, inshallah, will be very helpful for you. So make intention, inshallah, you're starting this program, you're studying with us, you're listening with us, so that you can understand better the Arabic language, the language of the Quran. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Indeed, your أعمال, your deeds are measured according to your intentions. So make always good intention before doing anything. This will obviously make you receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each time you're sitting and listening and making an effort to understand whatever we are saying in this program. Open your kitab, your book, that's the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah, that's Surah number 2, and verse number 67. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ And Sayyidina Musa said to his people, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ وَإِذْ means and when, or remember when. وَا means and. إِذْ means when, or remember when. Qala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى قَالَ supersedes Musa, but we translate Musa first. Remember when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ past tense said, يَقُول to say, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى and remember when Sayyidina Musa said, لِقَوْمِهِ to his people, li means to, li means to, and قَوْم means people or his people. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ to his people إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً Try to pronounce it correct. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً إِنَّ means indeed Allah, or it's just confirmation here, confirming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed commanding you, instructing you. Ya'murukum, ya'mur, the verb in the present tense means to command or to instruct. Ya'murukum, because talking to a group of people, instructing you, at kaf and mim at the end is a pronoun, second person masculine plural pronoun. Ya'murukum. I'm talking about group of people, I'm talking about ourselves, we say Ya'muruna. Ya'muruna, the nun alif at the end. Ya'muruni, commanding me. Ya'muruhu, commanding him. Ya'muruha, commanding her. Yeah? Ya'murukum, commanding you, the group of people. Right? Antathbahu baqara. Don't mix between inna and an. Inna in the beginning means indeed. An, it's the same letters, but different pronunciation. You will see the difference, you will differentiate from the vowels on top. An, there is a fatha on top of it, while in, there is a kasra under it. An, he is commanding you to, or that you do, tathbahu. Tathbahu means that you slaughter. The word yathbah means to slaughter. Yathbah. Ya val ba ha yadhbah. Aidu dhabh. Dhabh means slaughtering. Dhabh. And al-dhabih, the slaughtered. Al-dhabiha, the slaughtered animal. Al-dhabiha means the slaughtered animal. And tadhbahu is commanding you to slaughter a group of people. So that waw and alif at the end, tadhbahu, because there's a group of people. That you slaughter. Slaughter what? Slaughter baqara. Baqara. When you studied the animals, you studied Baqarah, which means cow. Baqarah means a cow. Ba, qaf, ra, and round ta. Baqarah means a cow. The plural is, try to figure out what is the plural of Baqarah. Abqar. Try to pronounce it. Baqarah, abqar. Abqar means cows. Abqar. This, the word jamus refers to the buffalo. Jamus, the buffalo. While Baqarah, cow. أن تذبحوا بقرة. قالوا. Now they said. قالوا. They said. قالوا. Past tense. They said. أتتخذنا هزوا. أتتخذنا هزوا. Do you take us? Or do you mock us? Are you mocking us? Are you? This is the figurative meaning here. Are you mocking us? Are you ridiculing us? أتتخذنا هزوا. Are you taking us as ridiculous? قال he said, أعوذ بالله. I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. So the prophets of Allah do not mock anyone. Don't mock. He came with the truth. So he said, أعوذ بالله. I seek refuge in Allah. I seek protection in Allah. أعوذ بالله means I seek protection or refuge in Allah. أن أكون من الجاهلين. أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. I seek refuge or protection in Allah from being amongst the ignorant people. In a sense that those people who are mocking each others, they are ignorant. Those people who are mocking each others are ignorant according to the Quran. Mocking each others, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids that in another verse in the Quran. لا يسخر قوم من قوم. The word سخرية also means to mock people, look down upon them, to make fun of them. Right? He said, أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. I seek protection in Allah from being amongst the جاهلين. جاهلين is a plural of جاهل. جاهل means ignorant. جاهل, he is جاهل. Meaning he's an ignorant. That's one of the meaning of the word jahil actually, but it's not all the meanings. We said Arabic language is very rich when it comes to vocab, so you'll find many meanings for the one Arabic word. Jahil means ignorant. Jahil metaphorically also can refer to someone who's young man, very young, in the sense that he's still jahil. In the colloquial Arabic, it refers to also to someone who is just very young, is under the age. Under the age. He's jahil, he's in the sense that he's young. He's still young. He's not mature yet. Right? So that's the word jahil. There is the plural of it, which is jahilin. Jahilin. Another plural is jahala, juhal. All these are also plurals for the same word. Jahil. Jahil, you can use jahilin. You can use جهلة. You can use جهال, also means also is a plurals for this word جاهل. So he said أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين, when they didn't believe him and they said you تتخذنا هزوة, you're ridiculing us. قالوا. Now they said, okay, since you say, he said I'm serious, he informed them that he's serious. قالوا, they said, أدع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي. ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي. Call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ادعو is a command verb. ادعو, a request verb also. ادعو لنا, pray for us. ادعو لنا, say to someone, want him to pray for you, say pray for, ادعو لنا, make dua for us. ادعو لي, make dua for me. أدعو لي means make dua for me. أدعو لي. أدعو لنا ربك. أدعو لنا ربك. Call upon your Lord. See, subhanAllah, when the Mufassirin speaks here, they said call upon your Lord. They didn't say call upon our Lord. This is because the iman is not firm in the hearts yet. The iman is not yet firm into the hearts. Say, أدعو لنا ربك. Call your Lord. They didn't include themselves here and saying, ربنا. Our Lord. After showing them all these miracles and saving them from the Pharaoh, they still say, Rabbuka. Call upon your Lord. Udu'u lana Rabbaka. Yubayyinu lana. To make it clear for us. Yubayyin means to make it clear. Yubayyin. To show or to make it clear. That's yubayyin. Ya ba. Ya noon. Yubayyinu lana. To show us or to make it clear for us. From bayan. Bayan. Showing, making something clear is called bayan. Bayan, to clarify. Yubayyin. Yubayyin, to clarify. Yubayyinu lana, to clarify for us. Ma hiya, what is it? Also, the Muslim speaks here. If they just took any cow and slaughtered it, it will be enough. But because of the being inquisitive. Oh, Baqara, what is this Baqara? What is the color of this Baqara? How old is this Baqara? And so on. So he just said to you, and this is one of the verses of the Quran comes also to affirm that meaning. It says, لا تسألوا عن أشياء تبدى لكم تسؤكم. Don't ask about certain things when it will be revealed to you. It will make it difficult for you. You will not be happy with it. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to do something, just do it. Just do it. But people say, I want to know the details of this and that and every single detail and why is that? And you need to understand. First, that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah commands you, then you don't have to make it difficult for yourself. يُبَيِّنُ لَنَا مَا هِيَ, to clarify for us, what is it? قَالَ. Now, the answer came, قَالَ. He said, the Prophet said, not out of his own of course, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him. إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. إِنَّهُ, he is indeed saying, إِنَّهُ, إِنَّهُ, إِنَّ means indeed, we started before, إِنَّهُ. He is saying, يقول, يقول is to say, he is saying, إنها, indeed it is, بقرة, it's a cow, لا فارض, لا negates what comes after it, it's not, لا, not, فارض, it's not an old, not old cow, فارض means old, فألف راء طاد, one of the words, used here, فارض, classical Arabic. There's other words, of course, for it. لا فارض ولا بكر, and it's not young. لا فارض ولا بكر, it's between, not very old, not old and not so young. لا فارض ولا بكر, بكر, با كافرة, بكر also referring to someone who's still in the puberty age. ولا بكر. عوان بين ذلك. عوان means middle age. It's in middle age. عوان بين ذلك. عوان بين ذلك. It's a middle between. بين means between. باء يا نون. بين between. بين ذلك, between that. بين ذلك, between that. It's a middle between that. Between the two. فارض ولا بكر. ففعلوا ما تؤمرون. Now he affirmed to them again. ففعلوا. So do what you are commanded. And then they just took any cow after that, that is in the middle age and slaughtered it, it will be enough. But no, they want to make it difficult for themselves more. So they'll ask another question. And that's very strange. فَفَعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. So do what you are commanded. But they didn't do that, and they started to ask another question. We will see that question in the coming program, inshallah, but we'll stop here. Don't want to give you so much of vocabs, more than what you can bear. But we will stop here, and then we will move now to the general dialogue's questions. The general dialogue's words. It's very important to memorize these general dialogue's words and understand these most important sentences and expressions that is used in the Arabic language. And likewise, you will learn any language actually. If you want to learn if you want to observe even a child how he's learning the language, when he's started to keep one word, start to memorize one word by one word. And then when you grow up a little bit, you start to memorize sentences. So you'll be stunned. Oh, my child said today a full sentence. Subhanallah. He said one full sentence. I want food, Dad. Right? Few weeks later, he says two sentences. Few weeks later, he says three, four, five. Picking up sentences like that. And so he starts to speak the language easily. Easily. Very easy way. That's the smooth way of learning Arabic. So we're trying to learn that. So we're giving you the most important vocabs, and we're giving you also the most important sentences that you're going to use in Arabic. If you just memorize it, you will understand. You will memorize as much as you can from these sentences, and you'll just use it. مَعَذِرَةً لَمْ أَفْهَمْ جَيْدًا مَعَذِرَةً لَمْ أَفْهَمْ جَيْدًا Excuse me, I didn't understand well. Very important sentence we use in English. Excuse me, مَعَذِرَةً Excuse me, مَعَذِرَةً مِيم عَيْن ذَال رَا and رَوْنْتَ مَعَذِرَةً means excuse me. لَمْ أَفْهَمْ جَيْدًا لَمْ أَفْهَمْ جَيْدًا I didn't, لَمْ negates the past. لَمْ أَفْهَمْ I didn't understand. أَفْهَمْ means understand. أَلِفْ فَا هَا مِيم فَهَمْ فَهَمْ means to understand. لَمْ أَفْهَمْ I didn't understand. جَيِّدًا well, I didn't understand well. So this is said when you are asking someone to repeat what he wants to say or to clarify some matter for you. Say, مَعَذَرَةً Excuse me. لَمْ أَفْهَمْ جَيِّدًا I didn't understand well. أَتَرْغَبْ فِي شَيْءٍ آخَرٍ أَتَرْغَبُ فِي شَيْءٍ آخَرٍ Do you need anything else? أترغب في شيء آخر? Question here. Question with the alif. We said when the present tense verb is superseded by an alif, then it's a question. أتأكل, أتشرب, أتنام, تلعب, أتلعب, تكتب, أتكتب, and so on. So you just put alif, becomes a question, straight. Very easy word also to make question. أترغب Do you wish or do you desire? في شيء آخر. Do you desire anything else? Do you want anything else? Do you need anything else? Okay, that's also important sentence. أشكرك على اهتمامك. أشكرك على اهتمامك. I appreciate your concern. Or I thank you for your concern. I appreciate your concern. أشكرك. أشكرك. أشكرك alone means I thank you. أشكرك. Can be used alone, just أشكرك, thank you. أشكرك على اهتمامك, على اهتمامك, now you're putting more words, thank you for your concern. فكرة جيدة, فكرة جيدة, now try to figure out this, فكرة جيدة, فكرة from فكر, يفكر. فكرة جيدة, جيدة means good, فكرة جيدة. We studied before, when you want to translate, noun and adjective, you'll start by in Arabic, you'll start by translating the adjective first. If you're translating to English, you'll start by translating the adjective, which is جيدة. جيدة means good. So you will put good first. Good. فكرة, that's the noun. فكرة means an idea. فكرة, an idea. فكرة جيدة, good idea. فكرة جيدة is good idea. We used a lot in English, good idea, it's a good idea. فكرة جيدة. That's the word you're going to use in Arabic. That's the sentence. فكرة جيدة. لا ترهق نفسك. لا ترهق نفسك. We say it a lot in English as well. So that means we're going to say it a lot in Arabic. Don't stress. لا ترهق نفسك. Don't stress. Don't stress. I see my engineers looking in the computer. Don't stress. لا ترهق نفسك. Okay, he's laughing now. لا ترهق نفسك. Don't stress. Another one. خير البر عاجله. That's a common expression used in Arabic. خير البر عاجله. The sooner the better. The sooner the better. خير البر عاجله. It's just used like that. Can't take any words out of it. خير البر عاجله. خير البر. The literal translation with خير البر, the best of good, is when it's done quickly. خير البر. That's the literal translation. The figurative is the sooner the better. خير البر عاجله. خير البر means the best of the بر is عاجله, is that which is done quickly. It's done early. هل الأمر واضح? هل الأمر واضح? Is it clear? So I'm ending with that. هل الأمر واضح? Is it clear? Is it clear what I said now? All what I said in this program. Is it clear? هل الأمر واضح? هل الأمر واضح? واضح means clear. واو ألف ضاد حاء. You can use بين. هل الأمر بين بيان? Or we started it in the beginning. بيان also clear. هل الأمر واضح? Is the matter clear? Is this matter clear? Is it clear? هل الأمر بين? Same thing. بين. It's an adjective. While بيان is a noun. بيان is a noun. The adjective is بين. Right, so we'll stop here. I hope you understood some of these vocabs or all of these vocabs and sentences of the Arabic language, either from the Quran or from the dialogues which we are using. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al-Arabiyyatu lil-Jami'. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.